Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, we'll get started. Good morning, and thank you for all joining us here. While we made the announcement that we were going to have a press conference today to discuss the finding of the bodies in the town of Portland last week, we wanted to give you an update on the information that we have and currently have. We're going to stick with the facts, rather than speculate, because we feel that by sticking with the facts, it's going to help us with our investigation instead of going chasing speculations. So first of all, just give you a timeline. On September 26th at about 5:40 p.m., the sheriff's office received a report that a hiker on the Rails to Trail off of Wollobin Road in the town of Portland located what she felt was a possible human skull. Patrol officers, as well as a couple of our forensic identification officers, went to the scene and confirmed that they believed that it was a human skull. They secured the scene overnight, and we contacted Dr. Dirkmat from Mercyhurst College Anthropology Division, and they came out the following morning on September 27th. Mercyhurst Forensic Anthropology Team, as well as the Chautauqua County Forensic Identification Team and other investigators, we're on scene beginning around 9 a.m. on Monday morning, and we're doing some excavating and clearing of the scene where the human skull was in fact found. Discovered that that body was intact. It was skeletal remains, but about the entire body, skeletal body, was still in the shallow grave, if you will, approximately 6 inches. We have since, with that, use dental records to rule out any of the missing people from Chautauqua County, specifically Lori Cisai Beauvais and Corey Anderson. Dental records do not match the remains of that body. And we are still looking at sending a portion of that skeleton to the New York State Crime Lab to do DNA testing, and so we can do some comparisons to Patricia Limerhurt in any other missing person cases that we have around Western New York. That body was estimated to be decades that had been in the ground, which could potentially match with the 1976 disappearance of Patricia Limerhurt, but it could also be further. And Dr. Dirkmat and his team are continuing to analyze and assess that to hopefully give us a little better determination on that. At about 11:25 on the 27th, when our investigators were doing a grid search, looking for other evidence and checking the area, in close proximity to the first set of skeletal remains, they located another section or body that had, it was a full body, we found out later, that was approximately 10 yards from the first location. And it was obviously had been there for a shorter period of time. Dr. Dirkmat had estimated to be 2 to 6 months that the body had been there. On October 1st, while looking at a Western New York missing and an unidentified person Facebook page, there was a flyer on there alerting us that there was a possible missing person from the city of Buffalo. And So we sent that information to Mercyhurst Anthropology Division. We were able to obtain medical records and x-rays of this person, and Mercyhurst was able to compare those and felt confident that that was the individual missing from Buffalo. Yesterday, we were able to get dental records analyzed by Mercyhurst, which confirmed that the results confirmed being Marquita Mull out of Buffalo, New York, who was reported missing on July 18th to the Buffalo Police Department, to their E-District station on Bailey Avenue. In the report, Marquita was last seen on June 25th in the Broadway and Fillmore area. And July 19th, Buffalo Special Victim Unit Missing Person Division began their investigation. We have been working with Buffalo Police Department since October 1st and discussing with them and sharing information, back with us. And we're going to continue working closely with Buffalo Police Department. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Mull family in hoping that they can get perhaps a level of comfort knowing where their loved one is. And we're just going to continue to investigate thoroughly, looking for anybody that may be involved in her disappearance and her death. I just wanted to share that this investigation has been ongoing, will continue going, but we've been able to work through because of all the help we've had. And as we're in emergency services building here, so I give credit to them. They've been there with us at the search scene right along, providing this room for us. We've had every police agency in Chautauqua County has helped with this investigation, with the search, with the forensic portion. We've had K-9 units from across Western New York, including the state police, Erie County Sheriff's Office, and a private K-9 unit that comes searching a cadaver search dog. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been helping us right along, which is invaluable for us for the resources that we have. It can use through them to help us with this investigation. The Chautauqua County Coroner's Office has worked right along with us, as well as the medical director for Chautauqua County. So those are the facts that we have at this time. Our goal is to be able to also identify the first body through the DNA testing, and then, as I mentioned, to hopefully find those individuals or individual who is responsible for the deaths. So, this time, questions?
Can you confirm, could you spell the woman who was identified? Spell her name for us.
Yes. Marquita is M-A-R-Q-U-I-T-A, and Mull is M-U-L-L.
M-U-L-L.
Correct. Her age?
She's 50 years old. Yeah, she's from the Buffalo area, had a residence in Buffalo. There's no known connection in Chautauqua County. We do believe somebody brought her to this location.
Okay. What do you think the chances are that they were both in that same area, that it could be they're related at all?
I have no idea. And that's one of those speculations. I don't want to go there yet. We're going to chase the facts and look at that. The proximity indicates maybe, but there's such a timeline in between the two, so we're not sure what that would indicate yet.
Are you guys done investigating that particular scene where both bodies remained?
Yeah, we've done additional searches in that area. Looking for evidence, making sure that there were no other bodies. And so we don't anticipate, I'm looking at Lieutenant Nutt from our criminal division to make sure, I got the head shake no. We likely won't be going back there unless, again, we're looking for other evidence.
Can you describe the area as far as in relation to the trail, how accessible it is, how easy it is to get at?
It,
it's a short distance off the road. It's in between the Rouse Trail path in the roadway, and there's probably 20 to 30 yards between the trail and the roadway, maybe a little further, but it was about in the middle. So it's close to the roadway as well as the trail.
So as far as you guys know, it was just a coincidence that these two remains were just next to each other?
At this time. Yes.
And with regard to the first set, it's unclear or it's definite that it does not belong to anyone who went missing here in Chautauqua County?
It is not related to Lori Seaside Beauvais or Corey Anderson as a comparison of the dental records.
Those two.
It is possible that it could be someone else from the county.
So would you describe this as foul play in both cases? How sure are you?
I believe because of the manner of disposal that there's foul play involved.
In terms of just leading the investigation, because this woman was from Buffalo, is there ever a point where Buffalo Police would end up becoming the lead investigators on this, or is it just you guys?
We are working closely with Buffalo PD. And been on the line or phone with the deputy commissioner last night several times. Our investigators have been working closely with investigators from Buffalo PD, and we're going to continue doing that. So depends on where the facts lead us. And again, it is nice being able to work with different agencies and combine our resources so we can do a more thorough job with the investigations.
But for right now, it's you guys.
That's correct.
Is there any indication of cause of death on either of the remains?
Not at this time. Marquita had been involved in an automobile a hit and run crash, I believe, in 2012. So there are various evidence that there's been trauma, but we need to make sure that the trauma is not caused from the car accident. And I believe she might have even been in another accident previously. So they have not determined any cause of death on either of the bodies.
Are you looking for assistance from the public as far as any information concerning this case?
Absolutely. Anytime if somebody has seen anything in that area, it's a remote area, as you know, Dave. It's not a lot of traffic on that road. But if anybody has seen vehicles in there, suspicious vehicles, we've been told is that it's not uncommon for vehicles to be parked at that trailhead to use the trails for walking, hiking. So, but we would take any information and follow up on that.
What was the condition of the remains found from
Marquita? She was fairly well along in decomposition, but again, the entire skeletal remains was still present. Yeah, I personally don't believe that she was killed at that trail, but we have no evidence of that at this point. So we are going to continue to investigate that to try to find the location where she was killed.
Do you know anything more about the circumstances of her disappearance?
I do not. Just what I shared. She was reported missing on the 18th of July, had been last seen on the 25th of June. That's correct. She wasn't reported missing until July 18th.
Okay. Last seen on June 26th, though.
That is correct.
Okay.
Or June 25th.
June 25th.
Yes.
In the Broadway Gilmore area,
That is correct.
Okay.
What is your message to the Beauvais and the Anderson family, the Cristo family, who, maybe their hopes were raised a little bit, finding not one set of remains, but two, and to have their hopes dashed? Yet again, what is your message to them, and what's being done still to locate those people?
I can speak for what we're doing within the sheriff's office. I've talked with the investigators from both the state police, who are the lead investigation on the Corey Anderson case, as well as the detective from Lakewood Busside Police, who's the lead on the Lori Beauvais case. And we just want the family to know that we're continuing to work on those cases. To talk with the family and realize the anguish that they have to go through every time a body is found, and just knowing that their loved one is still out there someplace. I can't personally imagine what they're going through, But we are committed to continue to work at that. We've been in talks with our district attorney's office, and previous to this, several weeks before this, is starting our own unsolved case division, working with other agencies and partners, recognizing that these cases are regularly evaluated by different investigators, but that to the families to know that we're actively working on the cases is, I think, critically important. Heather?
Can you speak to the fact that the first set of remains obviously have been there for a long time? Now, you had three people that you were looking at trying to connect and dental records to go off of, DNA to go off of. Now that you've ruled those two other, the two women out, Bove and Anderson, how does that make your job more difficult? How do you go about it? Because you don't have someone specifically to compare to. It's sort of up in the air.
We are currently trying to locate medical records and dental records for the third person to look at that. We are also entering all information that we have into national database. CODIS and NAMIS, and hoping that something from those databases will lead us to a potential victim. The only information I have on Angola is from what I read on the Western New York missing and unidentified person is that she had connections to the Angola area. But I did not read that there was any potential suspect from there. And I've had the opportunity to speak with Wendy just this morning, and that wasn't brought up, but doesn't necessarily mean that she doesn't have some information on that. I have no idea. So Mercyhurst, we're hoping for some reports from them within a month, but some of the other testing could take several weeks to several months, depending on which labs we're using, and some labs can even take years. So,
as an investigator, to have a body, a missing person 60 miles away, end up within feet of other remains, what goes through your mind?
A lot of things go through my mind. Again, a lot of those are speculations and theories that I'm not prepared nor do I want to really share those because I don't want to take away from the facts and I don't want to take away from the investigation because I think as we lean on those theories that really have no facts behind them, that distracts from the actual investigation. So,
Since the first body is, you're looking into a connection with a missing person case from 1976, what kind of records would exist from that time because medical technology was nowhere near as advanced as it is now?
That has been the issue. So we are continually trying to track down any records. We do have who her, Patricia's dentist was, but we're trying to track down is perhaps maybe a retired dentist has some records in a basement someplace. We don't know if there's gonna be anything out there. So we're gonna continue to track that and hopefully locate something that will help with that. In the meantime, as I mentioned, we are going to be sending some of the skeletal remains to the lab for DNA testing.
Albany, or what lab is that?
We're going to send it to Albany.
Is it State Police?
State Police Crime Lab, yes.
Were there any belongings found with the remains in the
No, there was no some. So I've spoken with one officer that was involved in that, and then we've also worked with an active investigator from the state police who the morning of the finding, we're bringing us the case file from that. So again, all working closely with that. And like anything, if you talk to any of the officers who have been involved in the investigations of missing people, they take it to heart. And, you know, I say most of the, I think all those officers that were involved in the 1976 have since retired. And I can say that there's no officer within the sheriff's office that was working at the time that that was reported. While it's a state police case, again, we're working well with them.
Would they be called in any capacity to help out? Maybe not an official police capacity, but since they were so close to the case?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to continue, and we're trying to reach out to any that are involved and have them to share what they saw, but also their expertise. And you know, thankfully, one still lives in Chautauqua. At least one lives in Chautauqua County that we have easy access to that on a regular basis. So, yes.
You mentioned the skull has been sent to Albany. What is Murphy's role right now in you know identifying the first set of remains?
Okay, just go back. Actually, we haven't sent anything to Albany yet, and we're going to send not the skull. I'm not sure what part of the body we're going to be sending. But we are going to send something to Albany that they're requesting. Mercyhurst is continuing doing their analysis. It's that forensic anthropology unit, first of all, they've been awesome to work with, very helpful and very transparent with us. And you know, we've had the opportunity to go to their campus and to their lab and where they can share what they're doing right along. And they still have a lot of work to do, and they're going to continue to assess and then give us a final report relatively soon.
Because I'm comparing the records of the person that the third possible person that was missing. What are some other people or cases that they're looking into?
Well, right, what Mercyhurst is doing for us is they are hopefully being able to give us some of the physical characteristics, height, you know, approximate weight, approximate age, as well as ethnicity. So that those are the things that they're doing for us. They will look and see if there's any obvious cause of death and share that with us. So those are some of the information we're waiting for. You know, Dr. Dirkmet, as amazing as it is how quick they can look at the skeletal remains and be able to give us their estimate, and then they're usually quite accurate. So, yes, sir.
You characterized the location where the first body was found as being a shallow grave. Was that also the case for Marquita Mall?
No, it's not. There was no attempt at burial for Marquita.
With Marquita, I read an article that said she is also from Niagara Falls. Are you working with Niagara Falls Police in addition to Buffalo Police?
We have not at this point. I know she had the residence in Buffalo. I believe the accident that I mentioned happened in Niagara Falls. So, but at this point, I don't believe we've been in conversations with Niagara Falls.
Was this area searched before in the other cases before you understand the survey? Does it expand the search grounds where you can search
this? No. To my knowledge, that specific area had not been searched for Lori Beauvais or Corey Anderson. I don't know about the 1976 case if they were in that area or not. But so.
One final question that I have is how grateful, I guess, are you to hikers and hunters and people who go through the woods? I mean, you guys spend hours and days searching and searching and searching, and oftentimes come up empty, and then all of a sudden, here comes a hiker, here comes a hunter, boom, they found two sets of remains.
Absolutely. It is critical, and you know, this is an area, you know, the Rouser Trails is a great spot. I still tell people to use them, as they will say, as I'll say, is always have a partner with you. But oftentimes what people do is that they'll see something suspicious and not report it. They don't want to waste our time. We ask that if you see something that you think might be suspicious, let us know. You know, we will investigate, and if it's nothing, it's nothing, but it's... In this case, I'm glad the hiker was able to contact us and we were able to get out there quickly and do that investigation.
With the Marquita Mall, you said there were no obvious signs
We're still waiting to hear what the belief is on the cause of death on that.
So Martina was just tossed there on the grass. Nobody attempted to bury her or cover her.
The area was overgrown with different weeds and brush. So if you were walking down the trail and just glancing over in that area, you likely wouldn't have seen it. Officers were there for almost 2.5 hours, and within 10 yards of it, and didn't see her body.
And it's estimated she's there for a couple
months. It was estimated 2 to 6 months, and then based on her time of disappearance, that time frame fits. So. Okay.
Have people reached out with any tips? Is there a tip line? I know that you can't tell us exactly what you may have heard from folks, but with the recent media attention, have you started to hear from people in the community?
Yes, we've started getting phone calls. Thankfully, some of these were suspicious situations that they remember from past, and I mean, a few of them have been several years ago that it's triggered memories. And so with the media coverage, it is a good tool for us as well, in that it might remind people or encourage people to call us if they have information.
What would you say to folks who maybe remember something from a few years ago or 10 or 20 years ago, who think maybe that wasn't that big of a deal, or at the time didn't think it was anything? Would you encourage them to call?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's without knowing that information, we can't follow up on it. So it's really good that they call. We have dedicated officers to this search and this investigation, and we'll continue to work as diligently as we can on this and with all of our partners around the county and the state and the nation. So.
In the 1976 case, can you talk about the family members?
Yes. Two of the brothers.
How have they been through this whole process?
As with every family, I think they're struggling. They have the emotional roller coaster, but they've been very helpful in providing whatever information that they're able to. And again, we're trying, any of these investigations, the goal is not only to be able to identify the individuals, to find out who may be responsible for their deaths, but also to hopefully provide some level of comfort for the family members.
Do they live local, or are they out of the area now?
They're out of the area.
Can you talk about how long it will take, for the skeletal remains in terms of doing DNA analysis?
Yeah, we've been told 4 to 6 weeks potentially to get the results back from the DNA. Mm-hmm. So we're hopefully that's accurate.
Okay.
So.
And that's what will be done in Albany?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
And that's for the first set of remains?
That's correct. Yep.
You don't need to do that for the second? Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. For our producers, can you just say and spell your name for us?
I can. James Quattrone, Quattrone. You're welcome. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Do you expect any other updates, or is this kind of holding these conferences as you're
I think as we get some solid information, and then I would do another press conference. I appreciate you all reaching out, and I also know that after we made this announcement, I got lots of texts. I tried to be aware of that and work with you all, but I didn't want to be giving any information out, and I can't remember all of your contact information, so it's easier to do the press conference and get it out one time.
Thank you for the heads up.
All right.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.